For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is part two of an interview I did with Nick Eiley of Reconsider. The topic of discussion is Mexico's on-again, off-again reach for legalization.
You know, we don't know history as well as we should, many of us, but during alcohol prohibition, the U.S. personal In the U.S., personal possession was not illegal. The efforts of the authorities at that time in history were aimed solely at bootleggers, smugglers, and the like, not the individual with a hip flask. So what? Was that okay? Wasn't there unprecedented violence on our streets? Didn't the homicide rate reach an all-time high? Didn't police corruption soar to unprecedented levels? Weren't children lured into illegal activities by the premise of easy money? Didn't we add to the profits of organized crime? These problems didn't go away until we legalized alcohol. Remember, personal possession was already decriminalized. And I know in my home state of New York, decriminalized personal possession in the home of anything up to a little bit under an ounce of marijuana has been in place for years. And trust me, our prisons are jam-packed, the courts are clogged, cops are everywhere looking for drugs, drug business-related shootings occur daily. Decrim hasn't worked here. But the most destructive part of the policy of decrim is the image it creates in the public's mind. The promise of immediate and short-term immunity from going to prison would mean many current reformers would conclude that the major reform has been accomplished and that the drive for real change would peter out. So I think were President Fox to legalize drugs in Mexico, that would indeed be a bold move. I don't think he could get away with it that, however. I invaded Panama a few years ago for far less of a affront to the U.S. So Fox has, before he was elected, spoken favorably about legalizing drugs, so it remains at least a theoretical possibility. But anything short of that I see is just so much talk with the result of prolonging prohibition. In the end, if Mexico passes this bill or not, it won't make much difference.
Nick Eiley heads up Reconsider. You can find them on the web at reconsider.org. As we enter into the spring-summer pledge drive season, I want to alert the affiliates out there that they can use Drug Truth Network merchandise to help garner those pledges. We have CDs, books, and Dick Cheney patriotic pin cushions that you can use to garner those pledges. We'll provide them to you at cost, and you can garner pledges to help support your station. We appreciate all 56 affiliates of the Drug Truth Network, and we're here to support you. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.